Going to be open lines. And if we can track down Tim, our special guest, John B. Wells, couldn't make it today. He had emergencies. I guess he was doing his own program, and a lot of guests either didn't show or couldn't provide all the time and hours, so they're scrambling. It's, as I say, live radio is like that. I want to touch on some of the key issues that are going on, but I'm going to start off with going over some of my recent consultations so you get an idea of the tremendous amount of other work I do besides posting up all these shows and do videos and so on, and give you an idea of the range of conditions. We had a, we deal with serious problems like congestive heart failure, and of course we start off with using Cardiovasc for an average male, 2 caps or 30 drops 3 times a day. VascuCare, which is the special propionyl L-carnitine to improve cardiac and vessel contractility. CoQ10 Supreme, you can also use the CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol in addition, which is a reserve form for vessel health, elagic acid, and Omega Supreme Krill and Vein Away. Again, at least a capsule each. The elagic acid, 2 capsules, 3 times a day. CoQ10 Supreme, 2 soft gels, 3 times a day. Omega Supreme Krill, 2 soft gels, 3 times a day. CoQ10 Ubiquinol, you can also add that. Some to see mild hyperbaric oxygen plus ozone. And I know there's other people that are playing around with this. We have a lot of experience with the very best some to see ozone hyperbarics. 1.3 ATA or atmospheres equivalent to 3,000 feet below sea level. Plus ozone generators. We sell those ozone generators. They're very simple to put in the compressor. We also have additional things we can add. We have from our anti-aging colleagues, professionals, in Europe, the special DNA-altering peptides and anti-aging molecules that can either prevent or obviate the need for a stem cell transplant. We can also use stem cell transplants, but you want to amplify the stem cells. And there's 2 types that I find particularly useful: to multiply your own stem cells in a lab for several weeks, which has to be done outside the United States, or to use Stematica and their facility in Santa Clarita. Facility in Tijuana, just south of the U.S. Mexican border. for dialysis, this individual had recently deteriorated, so they required dialysis after a bad infection. Ultrasimon B1, 2 capsules twice to 3 times a day, and Vein Away, 2 capsules twice a day to 3 times a day. And a lot of time you'll pull them out of dialysis, all you need is 20% of function, and you'll not need that. I had a question regarding a gentleman from Europe that talks about cybersecurity, and we'll probably raise some of those issues in one of the shows. Protocol for recovery from Lyme disease, and I'll just give a starter because it can vary a bit depending on the predominance of symptoms. A lot of people are very fatigued, their cognitive function is affected, so we start off with Nutriodine, 15 drops in water 3 times a day. Allicin Med, 2 capsules 3 times a day. You can add Silver 100, 1 spray or 3 drops for 10 pounds body weight 3 times a day. Cognition Plus for brain function, two caps twice a day, morning and mid-afternoon, and NutriDefense, two capsules three times a day, and for general energy level, NADH, which is nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride, one tablet to two tablets three times a day. And we can add to that. That's what I call level one care. Level two care involves other molecules for mitochondrial support. Level three care involves adding hyperbaric oxygen and mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy with a ketogenic diet. And then the final steps involve things like growth factors, stem cell transplants, and other things for someone who's really far gone with Lyme and had a lot of damage over many years. Multiple sclerosis attacks. Again, a ketogenic low-carb diet plus sphingolin, which is myelin basic protein, Neurogen, which is docosahexaenoic acid, at least two soft gels three times a day, Omega Supreme Krill, two soft gels three times a day, and Allicin Med, one cap three times a day to knock out the infection, Nutriodine, 15 drops in water three times a day, and to turn off the autoimmune disease, we use Malignant Arrest, one packet twice a day, Elagic Acid, two capsules three times a day, Power C Plus, at least three capsules three times a day. You can go higher than that if necessary. Six caps. Full vitamin K2, one to two caps three times a day. Usually the ratio is three Power C to one full vitamin K2. Maligna Block, which is our sulforaphane glycosinolate from broccoli seed. And Cell Defense Plus, our new curcumin technology. By the way, nobody else has a curcumin like this. Don't second-guess Dr. Deagle. If you think that you have a curcumin that's equivalent to this, you're wrong. Our last technology, which includes Bioperin, was excellent. But this is one step even beyond that, and it stimulates getting rid of cancer mother cells, stimulating your DNA to regenerate your organs and tissues with high fidelity, and adaptogenic to allow the tissues to turn off inflammation. You can make this, by the way, up in a smoothie with glycemic drink, because you want to have if you're on a glycemic, we call a low glycemic or a ketogenic diet, the glycemics will work fine for that. If we look, for example, for rheumatoid arthritis, which is a very common condition, again, I recommend a ketogenic low-carb diet plus Malignant Arrest, one packet twice a day, Cell Defense Plus, two capsules three times a day, Inflamex, five capsules two to three times a day, and for regenerating the joints, Tendon Mender, two capsules twice a day, Joint Performance, two capsules twice a day, Collagen Max, a capsule twice a day, Mountain Red Velvet, two capsules twice a day, and one of each of those capsules should be open and put under the tongue for 10 minutes. And then for turn-off joint inflammation, set frequency 7 on the Lumen Photon and NICO setting to stimulate regeneration. Topical around the joints, curcumin and pregnenolone four times a day to the joints. And the curcumin and pregnenolone will turn off the inflammation, stimulate tissue regeneration. We have other technologies we can add. That's what I call level 1 care for rheumatoid. And then we look at mosquito prevention. Real simple question, one thing. Take Allicin Med, a capsule a day, or one twice a day is the average, to prevent biting insects like mosquitoes or ticks or other Lyme-carrying parasites. So it's that simple. Thiol compounds will prevent bites. Leg and arterial circulation. We have a gentleman that has very bad leg circulation issues. Omega Supreme Krill, the astaxanthin helps your blood vessels. Elagic Acid. Again, the krill oil recommends three soft gels twice a day, elagic acid, two capsules twice a day, and you can even do a B-scan ultrasound of the carotids and see the endothelium and improve in health. Cardiovasc, two capsules or 30 drops three times a day. Supernox, two tablets three times a day to increase nitric oxide. Gamma E+, which includes the gamma tocopherol, and we're working on a new upgrade to even have more tocotrienols in it. That'll be coming out shortly. Vainaway, two capsules twice a day, and magnesium glycinate, malate, three capsules twice a day. That's what I call level one care. We can improve that considerably with other technologies, including Lumen Photon, MicroPulse, and vibrational exercise, for example, like the VibraSlim, helps arterial circulation tremendously. We have a problem with one of our contactees that had deep vein thrombosis, and they want all natural alternatives to the clotting drugs. So we recommend natokinase, one to two capsules, three times a day, Omega Supreme Krill. Ah, we have a caller. Let's see. Brian in Toronto, he had a question regarding... he sent a detailed email last night. Tell me what netropenoseptis is. What is that?
No.
I don't think the spelling may be correct, but tell me what it means.
Netropenoseptis.
Okay, what's that?
It's when you get chemotherapy, and then all of a sudden you develop an infection because you've lowered your immune system.
Oh, yeah, that's a standard operational procedure.
We lost our mother-in-law to this last year or two or three years ago. Doctor right. missed it, the ER nurse missed it, the triage nurse missed it, and basically she passed away.
By the way, what do you think the cause of death is usually? It's not a gram-negative septicemia, believe it or not, it's fungal. I discovered this back when I was in residency, and I was trying to find out why everybody was dying. This, again, caused a lot of consternation with not only the trauma doctors and the burn unit doctors, but they were really upset by the fact that I pulled up all the literature in the world and realized they aren't just dying of gram-negative septicemia, which is common in people that are traumatically dropped from a building or get a bad burn. They die of fungal infections, especially after they get chemo, because it knocks out your immune system enough, the fungi can actually form embolic emboli to your heart and your brain, and you can have strokes or heart attacks caused by fungal emboli. So, that's a big problem. What we do, of course, is we have antipathogenics that will penetrate through the biofilm, which is our monoatomic iodine. And by the way, I had an interesting question the other day with a person, and again, they obviously haven't been listening to the program for a long time, and I get talks from health professionals because they're not properly taught this in school. You don't take diatomic iodine. Ours is monoatomic iodine. You don't take diatomic iodine unless you're taking a glandular for your thyroid, because if you take excess iodine, you'll shut off your outer ring deiodination, 5' deiodination. You need iodine in a monoatomic form and six other minerals in order to do outer ring deiodination. You need also selenium, and we have selenium cruciferate, because all the other forms of selenium, they're commercially marketed out there, are all toxic and can induce cancer. And our minerals and minerals plus and vitamin mineral max are trax amino acid protein chelates. They will help catalyze the outer ring deiodination. So the vast majority of our population in North America are hypothyroid or hypometabolic, and it's tied directly to insulin resistance and diabetes and obesity. Everybody who's obese or diabetic has type 2 hypothyroidism. Everybody. Not just some. They have elevated levels of reverse thyroid hormone, and if you measure a free RT3, you'll see that RT3 levels high. Despite normal T4 and T3, their core body temperature will be low. So that's important. So immune system, we recommend Nutra Defense for immune system support, Nutra Iodine, 15 to 20 drops four times a day for sepsis. Allicin Med, usually at least two capsules three times a day, and Silver 100, one to two sprays per 10 pounds of body weight, or three to six drops per 10 pounds of body weight four times a day. And you can even set up, if you're using Millipore filter, and give the Silver 100 as an intravenous, and it'll work very quickly. It goes through the biofilm. All of three of these, Nutriodine, Allicin Med, and Silver, passes through the biofilm. Most of the antibiotics the body will and the bacteria will develop biofilm that prevents the antibiotic from getting through to the target organ, and therefore you'll die of sepsis. And it's often due to other organisms that the antibacterial won't touch, whether it's a fungal sepsis or some other organism that basically has the so-called antipathogenics that they give in hospital don't have any effect.
Yeah, that's what happened here.
Yeah.
My big thing is that I recommend that everybody get a really good thermometer. Don't tell you in that brochure that comes back when you're getting chemotherapy that they should be monitoring, especially, you know, getting close to the 10-day mark after chemo, the patient's temperature. And they're just not pushing, you know. Check temperature every once in a while. You got to do a little bit better than that.
A little better test is actually temperature is bioimpedance. If you get a bioimpedance meter, your bioimpedance will drop long before you're going to crash. In fact, I had an intensivist that actually had a bioimpedance meter in the ICU in Aurora, Colorado. And he would go around the ICU, and he tested bioimpedance, and he could tell which patients are going to crash overnight and do investigations to prevent them from crashing. And it wouldn't depend on whether their oximetry was okay or their cardiac rhythm on the monitor looked fine. If their impedance was dropping, it means something horrible was going on. They're entering sepsis, or they're going to terminal, you know, cardiogenic heart failure. And even if they're cognitively seem to be aware, if their impedance is dropping, they're going to die. And the problem is doctors are not scientists. They're not trained to problem solve. They're trained to be drug salesmen and follow protocols, because if they step out of line, their colleagues will stomp on them, even if they have better results with the treatment. Everybody that's getting cancer treatment should get gene-based cancer treatment. One of the best labs is in Cambridge, Massachusetts, that measures either a biopsy or a blood test the actual genes of the cancer you have. Everybody that recovers from cancer has cancer mother cells that can transform later and come back resistant to radiation and chemo. And there's the Brzezinski Clinic is one of the more advanced. They measure anti-neoplastins. They give you as well as up to several hundred different drugs, which may not be chemo drugs, that actually will reverse your genetics back to normal. And I recommend strongly our malignant rest and our apoptogenic agents, elagic acid, malignant block, and full vitamin K2 with Power C, because apoptogenesis basically repairs the DNA or makes the cells commit apoptosis. So, by the way, the protocols we use for cancer are identical to those to turn off autoimmune disease because the underlying metabolic process is identical. That either causes cells to start transferring their genes or producing cell antigens that actually makes the cancer, the cell actually produce autoimmune conditions where the cells are being attacked. So good question, Brian. Any other questions on this or any other topic you want to raise? So I know we talked the other day. And in fact, we recommended...
Really, I went on, I'm on a on a thing about the tainted blood scandal up here in Canada and how that was linked to Hillary. I know it's a totally...
No. In fact, did you know that... You're talking about the AIDS scandal, right?
Well, I just had a paramedic buddy of mine stay over the other day, and when we were talking about hepatitis C and how many hemophiliacs are around now.
Right.
Basically, they all got killed off.
Back in the early 1980s,
yep.
I was practicing in Calgary, Alberta, and because I was getting suspicious, I was in downtown Calgary. We had a number of patients who were coming up with early immune system failure, and this is before it was fully diagnosed as being AIDS. I tried to find out what was going on in terms of the spread, and we found a number of our hemophiliac patients were coming down with immune system failure syndrome. And I realized that the actual source were prisons in the United States. So the same process you're talking about with the Clinton Foundation, Hillary and Bill Clinton, they were actually presiding over acquiring blood from people that obviously had hepatitis and pooling that blood and sending the sera up to Canada for treatment. So a number of people in Canada got sera from people that had hepatitis, and they ended up with hepatitis B and C that they fully knew was going to put the people in danger. And these are primarily people that were being treated as hemophiliacs, and they're getting basically factor VIII that would actually cause them to get ill. And the same thing went on with AIDS. In fact, I was one of the main whistleblowers in Canada when I discovered this. Again, being a whistleblower among what I call a herd of what we call very uninformed sheep is not a good thing.
No.
You know.
Absolutely.
The medical profession, by the way, and people say, well, you got an attitude toward the medical profession. Yes, there are some really good docs. Some in the top departments can come up with discoveries and so on, but if you're a lower-level sheep and you come up with a discovery, you're more likely to be stomped on for embarrassing the higher-ups in your organization. And if you change the business model so that it costs less to treat a patient, they're going to freak out. For example, there's a drug now for hepatitis C that costs $10,000 a month. I can give people Nutriodine, Alisomed, and Silver 100 and NutriDefense and knock out their viral load to zero without $10,000 a month's drugs. This is ridiculous. The same way as many conditions, are, you can augment or massively reduce their drugs or get rid of them altogether with use the right type of molecules, stem cell support, and other technologies, and diet, lifestyle, etc., mild hyperbaric oxygen, but you don't need to just rely on drugs alone. In fact, drugs have their place. I say drugs are useful in 10 to 20% of the time. They're appropriate, like in the intensive care unit and the emergency department. And you want to get off them as quick as possible. And a lot of them have black box warnings like amiodarone. Some drugs should never be given, like HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. They double the risk in women of turning diabetic, and they increase the risk in men. Many drugs cause massive electrolyte loss, not just potassium and magnesium, but other minerals that are necessary for bodily functions. So, you know, it's a major problem that's not being addressed by the medical profession. And unfortunately, because if you're a scientist and you raise these questions in the public forum or start treating your patients, even if you're successful and use straightforward approaches, you can often be put under the microscope by your state licensing or provincial licensing authority, because these people are populated by knuckleheads that want to maintain territorial control, not the health of their patients.
I agree to that.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Like me, you're probably sick of waking up at night, constant interruptions during the day, and even spoiled romance. Well, Americans across the country are using a product called Prostate Revive, and they say it really works. Prostate Revive is an all-natural formula created by renowned medical doctor David Brownstein. Dr. Brownstein's Prostate Revive is the only supplement formulated to target the two main prostate problems. The results have just been amazing. And you can even read online the testimonials of many others who are shocked by the success of Prostate Revive. So don't take my word for it. Just give Prostate Revive a free test drive. That's right. They'll send you a risk-free 30-day trial supply. Just pay a small shipping charge and judge the results like thousands of others. Call today, 800-659-7384. That's 800-659-7384. Or go online to prostaterevive.com. That's prostaterevive.com or call 800-659-7384.
People to know is that my many years of experience now, I graduated from medical school in 1977 at Dalhousie University in Halifax, which is a sister university of Harvard. I practiced and took training in family internal medicine at the University of British Columbia, University of Calgary. Got opportunities to do residency and PhD training at UCLA, but they wanted me to work on DARPA projects. I certified doing research in pain medicine with the Dr. Stu Donaldson, who was working on his PhD research, post-PhD fellowship project at the University of Calgary for 7 years, helped develop the new technology for mapping pain with Dr. Jim Hedgecock, which is FDA approved in 97. Worked with UCLA, Dr. Chungun Vijayadani on adjuvant-induced autoimmune disease and cancer. We're the first to work with the head of pathology at the University of Calgary in the world on finding that diabetics have high insulin. Added magnesium with other doctors researching back in 1978, to the Advanced Cardiac Life Support Protocol, and that's just a few of the things I've done. What I've found in general is that if you do things that identify problems or change the paradigm, most commonly you're going to be persecuted by your colleagues and the licensing authority because they don't want you to change the paradigm or even diagnose. When we're doing our nerve mapping, for example, we could tell, working with the Poudre Valley Clinics and the Bank Clinics in Denver, and I was working with Dr. Holland Brewer at the Anschutz Center at the University of Colorado, working in the operating room, putting in spinal pumps and stimulators and transfemoral nerve blocks on my Fridays. I take a day off work and go up there free and offer my services to train as I was getting ready to do my board certification, also in additional interventional pain medicine. And that's when I was persecuted by the state of Colorado because I was raising issues over work comp cases because I was certified as an expert witness in every specialty. And I was sometimes in court 2 and 3 days a week, and I got lots of threats, death threats, threats that I had a contract on me, threats that I would, you know, big packets of money. People think, well, how do you get all your creds, Dr. Deagle? I said, I've been through living hell by standing up and not bending to anybody. And that includes state licensing authorities, government, or the so-called Tier 1 science people who want to use my skill sets to create evil. And what I've discovered is, and this is really important to understand this, is that society is not changed by committee, it's changed by individuals. And you out there, if you're listening, I'm sure if you decide to actually start framing the problems correctly, you can find out that the current healthcare system, the current political system, the current religious systems, everyone is a disinformation op system to control you. For example, do I think after the years of my experience that anybody should receive conventional chemotherapy? Of course not, without genetic testing. Number two, do you think anybody out there should consider that they've had adequate training treatment for their congestive heart failure if they don't do anything to stimulate regeneration of their nitric oxide or the mitochondrial function of their heart and blood vessels when 65 to 75% of the actual dry weight of your heart and blood vessels is mitochondria? Of course not. Do you think that when somebody has cognitive dysfunction and we haven't done proper imaging to look at their levels of myelination of different nerve fiber tracts in their brain, that they were actually done an adequate job and we haven't done not only neuropsychological testing but a T1 weighted MRI scan to look for myelination or organic acids or to look at their platelet count for different neurotransmitters? Do you think we've done an adequate job? Of course not. So when people say that you can't do functional testing, imaging studies, epigenetic studies, intermediate metabolites, or advanced immunology, they're just wrong. And I will train any doctor in any specialty anywhere on the planet, whether it's a advanced EMT, a chiropractor, naturopath, sports doctor, health nutritionist, whatever, I will make them a better health professional. And the reason I start off is a series of questions. So, Brian, if you were to ask me, and again, you've done a number of shows yourself where you called into, I think, Hagman & Hagman. I think you're going to start podcasting yourself up in Toronto. And you have a background where I think you've been a senior, firefighter, chief, I think, up in Toronto?
No, I was a rescue captain.
Rescue captain,
on the busiest highway in probably North America.
Well, yeah, I know. That's the 401?
Yep.
Yeah, that's an amazing highway. That's like, oh, my God.
16 lanes wide. Everybody going 60 miles an hour, maybe some doing 90.
Oh, yeah. And that highway is pretty insane. In fact, it's busier and more heavy traffic than even the highway heading up to Los Angeles. So
yeah, I've driven the highways in L.A., and they don't compare.
No.
They don't compare.
Yeah. So I think we're going to break now, but if you're staying right there, Brian, anybody else who want to call in to 800-313-9443, you can talk about any issue, health, geopolitical, scientific, Tier 1 science. As I say, in the first hour, I talked to Keisha Rogers, and she's skeptical about the Tier 1 science. I occasionally wander into some of these spiritual, scientific, and geopolitical issues that no one anywhere on planet talks about, but I will.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Brian, you're a pretty amazing guy. I want you to pull, and I put this out to people, literally, and they may find it a little shocking, but I actually can do this. You can propose any problem, any issue, in any area, and I will provide you an immediate perspective or analysis and solution to any problem on Earth. Right now.
Right now,
this moment, on air. So it doesn't matter whether it's a geopolitical, spiritual, technological issue. And if I don't have an answer, I'll give you a framework to find the answer on any area.
How do we how do we turn on kids that have been turned off against religion?
The first problem, and I talked about this with Keisha Rogers, and I don't think I got through to her in the first hour. Our problem is not to try to convince them intellectually or emotionally. And you have to understand this. And I'm going to go backward. If you look at the book of Genesis, and there's a lot of wisdom in there that is often not mined out by pastors. The greatest intellect and the greatest musician and poet in the world is, guess who?
Satan. I would say David.
No, Satan. Satan's intellect was way beyond any human
intellect. That's true. That's true. He had the best pipes in the business.
Right. Now, you have to understand this. And what I mean by that is intellect and emotion are the servants of deciding for yourself what is good or evil. That's the original sin. That's the only sin. The only sin is to not hear, the Hebrew word is Shema, hear and do God's will, which means if you're not married on a spirit basis where your soul is in total harmony with the spirit of the Eternal One, that is the source of all good, all knowledge, and all wisdom, the Father in heaven, you cannot do good. Good is, by definition, only the will of God. Now, if you have a great intellect or great emotional ability to convince people by emotion or poetry or music, you're by definition a Satanist. Okay? Now, if the intellect and the emotions are subservient to the spirit, you can do great good. You can be as a, in a sense, collectively, we are the, as it says, Jesus said he's coming back for his bride. And like you said on the break, you don't believe in the rapture. And I want people to understand that this is not my opinion. This is a thus saith the Lord. Okay? There is no rapture of good taken out of the world to leave so-called the Jews to rule the world or people to be evangelized afterward when we're all gone. It is virtually an archetype of the word the Passover, Pesach, which means a death angel passes over and takes out evil. And, of course, the repository of evil in Egypt was the elderly, the eldest son. The idea is, Jesus said it himself to the apostles. He said they didn't understand it. And he said, where you see the vulture, and that's what's in the Aramaic Bible. If you get an Aramaic Bible, you can read it. Where the vulture is, there is the body. Now, have you ever seen a roadkill on the road, or you ever seen a vulture, a big vulture, like they have big ones here, like the condor vultures and other ones here in California? They're big birds. And if you're a deer or whatever and you die, they pick you to the bones, even at your bone marrow. Evil is what's going to be taken out of the world, not good. Okay? So you asked a question about why we can't get through to young people. The problem is we try to speak to their intellect, and we try to speak to their emotions, whether it's big blockbuster movies or what we call happy churches or movies or books or textbooks, or we get them into one or another what I call religion. And I refer to religion as real lies going on. Priestcraft, procedures, and other ways of trying to be good enough for God. And no one's good enough for God. You become good when you have a relationship with God because he cleans you up. It's like God is the shower that showers off the sin and evil, and the willingness to use your own mind and your own intellect or emotions to govern what you want to do, considering you think you know for yourself what is good or evil. The religions don't teach that. They teach priestcraft. They teach all kinds of procedures. They teach invocations and other things to try. What we have to do is we have to speak to the spirits, the souls of these young people. In a sense, prayer is the most important thing, collective prayer. And if you look at, for example, a lot of people don't understand, for example, recently we had the Feast of First Fruits, which right. They call the Pentecost. And when you're speaking in tongues, and again, people misunderstand this in a lot of the other churches, whether it's Baptists or others, try to twist it into their own viewpoints. When someone spoke in tongues, there always was supposed to be somebody to interpret the tongues, so it's not foolishness to the other people.
Or the people aren't even talking in tongues.
Right. Now, I have the gift of what's called second sight and second voice, which means when someone speaks in tongue, I either hear English or I hear gibberish or I hear satanic language. Bad stuff. And if you actually understand that when we speak in our whole world, like you mentioned Chuck Missler's talking about the world being a hologram, the hologram of our world, which is a void, it's called the five-dimensional realm of what's called entropy, is created as a reality matrix, in a sense, by the spirit realm, which is a higher realm, the realm of consciousness or soul. Now, the inhabitants of that include all the souls of all the beings that, you know, have existed. But it also includes the realm of Lucifer, the dark one. And one-third of all, quote, the angels, which means the messengers, that's their realm of existence. Now, they may project themselves into the physical realm, like the Nephilim, the fallen ones who actually hybridize themselves genetically and spiritually with our rulers of our ancient world. And even now today, the rulers that we're given, like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, these are people of clay and iron. The clay being human flesh and the iron being transdimensional entities, i.e., they're possessed. Now, you may not want to accept that. I know as a doctor, I've seen it firsthand, not secondhand. You need to understand that possession simply means they're being avatared by a higher dimensional entity, and that our physical world is literally created by the collective consciousness of all of us willing the nature of our reality to put us through a period of either grace or retribution for our collective decision not to hear and do God's will. So our current world, heading toward catastrophe like the Third World War, is because our collective consciousness is being steered by dark powers to actually move us toward that. Now, our young people are caught in this dark shadow. They can't see even if you show them facts that make sense to them or emotions, because their spirits are darkened by this darkness, okay, by this spiritual darkness over them. So if you think you're going to convince people, and I know this out the hard way, by making a good argument or showing them evidence, it doesn't matter. If I could show you pictures, for example, of ancient monuments on Mars, you'll say I photoshopped them in. If I show you evidence that when someone dies and they come back, they actually have a real experience because they can describe things on the other side of the continent that actually happened and their relative will report it. And I've been, as a doctor, seeing the physical evidence that when people die, there's a separation of their soul and their body, and they can describe things that cannot be explained except supernaturally, meaning above the nature of our entropic world. So the biggest problem we have in our communication nowadays is the pastors and teachers and the educators are not speaking what I call spirit words to the spirits of the people. And that's what we talk about, what's called fields of intention. People discern. For example, when Jesus was on the earth, he never wrote a book. He didn't travel more than 20 miles from where he was born, except going to Egypt. He taught his disciples what I call spirit words or spiritual truths because he was one who had God knowledge, a metaphysician. He taught them the way to have a relationship with the Creator God. And because he taught that, they perceived anew and started to understand what they were, the nature of their being, and they were able to do miracles because they entered the realm of the supernatural, the realm of creating intention fields of healing to people that were dead and raised from the dead, or had serious illness and could pick up their bundle and walk, or their sight was restored because they perceived that their physical reality they were suffering from was created by an intention field collectively, and they had bought into a shadow of suffering. Do you follow me?
Yep.
Now, the young people nowadays are caught in this darkness. It's like, a line from the Trilogy of the Rings where, the land of Mordor was covered with a great shadow of darkness, okay? And then, of course, you have the rise of Saruman the Magnificent, which is a senior wizard. We are ruled over by wizards, otherwise known as bankers, like warlocks, like the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, by the chief wizards, which are the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, who are no more metaphysicians than the devil's minions himself. And the last pope right now, Pope Francis, by the prophecies of the monk from Ireland, Malachy, is the last pope in secular history. We're there. This is no longer a joke. We no longer have to be just prophets. We're reporting that literally the end of the age is coming. The end of the secular age.
Well, the Jesuits got in everywhere, eh? Like, I traveled to Pakistan many, many years ago.
Right.
And their main school that all of the elite children are taught in Pakistan is actually a Jesuit school. It's now run by the Franciscans, but they got in the early years with the Portuguese, and they took... they put these Jesuit schools for the elite of all various countries,
right,
all around the world. So even before they were really, trade going on, or the British Empire even going into India, which Pakistan was part of,
right,
the Jesuits were there.
Right, we got to understand, the Jesuits are the modern descendants of the dark high priests of ancient Sumer in Egypt. They're the wizards that literally are like the jinn of Saudi Arabia, like from Basra. For example, most people don't realize that the crypto Jews from Basra became the Saud family of Saudi Arabia and made deals with the British Empire. Most people don't realize the viziers of the royal courts, the so-called Christian royal courts of Europe, were all viziers from Iraq, primarily from areas from Basra that are crypto Jews that studied the Talmud of Babylon, the Sephiot Zaira, and the ways of summoning demonic hordes in order to do their will and control the mind and the consciousness and the spirits of people, and literally create history. So they're milking the consciousness of the collective population to create the milk of a common timeline. That's what they're doing right now. In fact, one of the latest weird versions of it is a strange heretical idea that they call it the Mandela effect. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay.
Or maybe I've heard something Steve Quayle mentioned about.
Yeah, I know. I want people to understand this because it's another bizarre idea that's out there. The Mandela effect is somehow that, people have a recollection that things were different. For example, like the Berenstain Bears were Berenstein, or that, you know, they changed the book of Genesis to say that, you know, it wasn't the fox that lied down with the lamb, it was the lion lied down with the lamb, when in fact they know that these things are incorrect. But what they want to do is they want to confuse people to the point where they don't trust their own consciousness and their own logic. They think that literally reality was changed by higher spiritual entities, so that they can't trust their own reality anymore, and they have to trust, in a sense, cyberspace. Because what they want to do, and this people need to understand this, is we're moving into more social media, cybernetics, and eventually what's called the merging with the cybernetic world. And I know when I was recruited in 1978 to work at UCLA on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository, the other poor projects where it helped work on the Super Soldier program and to create, in a sense, a virtual reality scope, which they now have. In fact, I took care of employees working at the Virtual World Project at Schriever Air Force Base for some of the employees, even after I left there, for up to 6 years. So there's not a person that has a pulse or lives on the planet and spoken public about this that knows more about the actual matrix, mark of the beast, than I do, technically and spiritually. And I can tell you right now, within a decade, at the rate we're going, they will have publicly available ways for people to literally merge with technology. You won't need just Google Glasses, or you won't just have a cell phone you contact. You'll have a brain interface magnetronic helmet or headband that will actually interface you directly so you can merge your consciousness with the supernet. People say, oh, no,
don't
that's
they
not
already fun. Have that in the new science that they're not telling us about?
Of course they do. And people need to understand what I was recruited to do is take neural networks and convert sound and light directly to neural networks so you can create what's called a conversion technology so that you can hear what they hear, see what they see. And their idea was to create a hacker human artificial chromosome and upgrade human female fetuses. And by the way, they were all females, not males, because they knew with a higher testosterone level, they're more likely to break with control. And makes the super soldiers basically genetically engineered to have different phyla, species, and genera genes, and interface them through magnetronic helmets. At the time they're working out, they had liquid nitrogen-cooled magnetronic helmets to fly the the F-14 fighter. They had a mock-up jet in Dr. Tortolot's office, a canopy. And they wanted to move to a non-liquid nitrogen magnetronic helmet so they could directly interface, and they didn't have to stick electrodes, platinum and palladium and microwire electrodes, in different parts of the cortex, or deep nuclei. In fact, they had one that went to the deep nuclei, developed first at Tavistock Institute, and they further researched at UC Irvine and other universities here in California and UCLA. They called the Rambo chip. They can turn on the kill reflex in specific subthalamic nuclei. Now, people say, well, how do you know all this stuff? I said, firsthand, not secondhand. And you need to understand that the level of science is decades, if not centuries, ahead of what you think we have. Just like when I talked in the first hour with Keisha Rogers, I've been saying for over 7 years how to build a tokamak fusion reactor because I interacted with people at U.S. Space Command who told me exactly how they did it.
You know,
how they miniaturize it.
I heard that, and when you were talking about, what was it, Allied Martin or whatever came out with the reactor.
Actually, they came out last February with a reactor.
Yeah.
I embarrassed them into actually coming out with what I told people for 7 years before on my show, and I tell people this, just like the CRISPR protocol, and this is in public news, people say, you don't have to believe me, for God's sake, don't. Don't believe me on anything. There's enough in the public domain. You can go and look up CRISPR protocol and see that they had a conference in Britain last fall that they can literally create a human being literally for up to 34 different parents, including new mitochondrial DNA, to create a human or transhuman, which is part animal DNA. And they can do this now. Now, that's
right.
What they're publicly saying they can do. They've been messing around. I mean, back in the late 90s, Dr. General Poindexter happened to just leak out a report. They had to get rid of a lot of their so-called accidentally miscreated super soldiers. They had to wipe the slate clean and kill them all. So what people need to start realizing, and we're dealing with a spirit war. It says in the Bible, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. The reason why young people, and this gets back to your original question, can't accept the truth, or people basically either want to do ad hominem attacks or say Dr. Deagle's crazy, psychotic, or one moron wrote in 1999, and there's no other word for it, that Dr. Deagle is the Antichrist, because there's nobody can know all these things and speak about these things unless he's some kind of substitute. No, I'm not. I'm just a believer, and I'm a warthog for God. I got lots of defects. I interrupt my guests. I talk too fast. I get technical. I talk about things that a lot of people say is so crazy. Why do you say these things? Is it because you need to expand your mind to understand you're being manipulated, you're being controlled, just like they tell you there's no solution? For example, I knew about dirty coal and clean coal. We had coal coming down because I took care of the employees from Wyoming. It's the best anthracite coal on the planet. And with our scrubbers, when the only thing that would come out of our power generating plants in Colorado Springs and in Denver was fluffy white clouds. There was no heavy metals, no nitric oxide, no toxins, nothing except fluffy white clouds of air, of vapor. People didn't understand that we are the Saudi Arabia of coal. We've got so much coal we could supply the world with energy for 100,000 years. Just our coal, not even touching our oil. So when people are freaking out about why America is an energy independent, it's by design to create a global matrix of control. Just like we sell our coal to China right now. Do you know that? We won't make our own steel here, allowing it being made in South Korea, but yet we sell our coal to China because they want our good coal.
Yeah.
Now, is that stupid? Is that demonic? Yes. Now, as I tell people, I don't like to ask questions. I ask AXE questions. And that's why when even I have someone who I support, like Donald Trump, I want them to know, you can't deport kids unless you prove that, number one, if the parents are illegal, is the child not an American citizen? And that, by the way, includes Chinese who fly in here from the People's Republic or from Qatar and Saudi Arabia and the Arab Emirates and giants, you heard, you know,
they've been doing that for years. When I was in Pakistan, I stayed with the elite of the country.
Right.
Okay, and they would fly in there,
and their
country.
And their children become American citizens by literally popping their baby out the pubic arch while they lived on American soil, delivering the baby, and then became an anchor baby here. So it's a bigger problem than they want to say, isn't it?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, I put out this challenge, and I have very few takers that are willing to actually ask me these questions. Maybe they're afraid that if I give them an answer, it'll freak them out. The fact is that I only discuss most of the 90% I hardly get into because, to be honest with you, I don't talk to relatives or other people because of the stuff I know. Some of it is so beyond what I call the regular consciousness of the population. They haven't framed the issues. When I talked to Keisha Rogers earlier, they think it's just a matter of if we just research enough and get enough science, everything is going to be solved and it'll be kumbaya. No, it's not. No. It's a spiritual darkness. We're dealing with an evil that's a transdimensional evil of monumental proportions. We're dealing with the fact that our world is a created hologram by higher spiritual reality and the collective consciousness and the intentions of our souls. And that's why, for example, when you get into satanic organizations like I call Hollywood or Hollywood, they're literally backmasking or embedding in movies different, what I call it schemas, or if you want to call it spiritual pathogens to infect the minds of young people and old people. For example, look at all the Marvel comics dealing with the so-called mutants and Superman and Superwomen. Why do you think that's happening? Because they're trying to push transhumanism. They're trying to say, hey, we can upgrade your genetics. You don't have to be reborn. We can do it now.
You're thinking better. Let us all live to a ripe old age so we can sit back and tell the kids our experience. Because they run,
the biggest deficiency in America is wisdom. And we're not just talking about wisdom that's gained from books. We're talking about wisdom that is understanding of the nature of what we are as beings and the nature of our universe and the nature that our spiritual decisions determine whether we're even going to have access to the science. Most of these scientific discoveries, many of them were sequestered away in the libraries of Alexandria that were then acquired by the Vatican. The Vatican Library, for example, is the greatest library on earth. People don't know that Nikola Tesla had access to his father, who was a keeper of the library, who happened to be Greek Orthodox or Russian Orthodox. He was able to get a book that, if you want to call the ancient translation, was the Book of the Frequency of the Orbs, would be the clearest transliteration of the book that was given to Nikola when he was just a young man. He understood and perceived this because he had the higher spiritual perception, because people don't realize you intuit discoveries. You don't discover things. The last thing that happens is the paradigm of how to prove your intuit and to create equations to quantify what you've already intuited.
Always said that, you know. I've always said to, like, my friends and that, you know, it's funny that when a major discovery is made or something happens, not just one person gets it. It's usually two or three people get it. It's the first one to get it on paper and put it out.
Right.
That gets the credit.
I'm writing a book called The Book of the Way, which goes back to the first three centuries of the church, and what Jesus taught to not only the Essenes, but the early Christians. They literally learned how to, quote, walk with God, just like Adam did, because they learned how to intuit what they were as beings. They were literally operating as spirit beings first, and then their intellect wasn't bounded by spiritual darkness. Right. That's the reason why our public religions now are so toxic, and why we're at war, and we're ready to destroy ourselves.
Yeah.
It's a different world than people think. Be brave. When we have open lines sometime, call in. Raise a question. Believe it or not, I will give you an immediate answer on any issue, anywhere on earth. Hard to believe, but true. And God is there to give it to you as well, but you have to have the right relationship to receive. It's not whether or not I'm different. It's just a matter of, are you prepared? Coming up tomorrow, we are going to have Leo Zagami on the first hour. Track him down. Last week he couldn't make it, and we will have a great show. Thank you for calling in, Brian.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants. and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.